Oh, hi, Dad. I'm not doing anything here. Just, wanted to rummage a bit through Mom's drawer, see what types of clothes she likes to wear, aside from her usual stuff. Oh, this is nice. I love the satin bra. A bit too big for me, granted, but I bet I could pull it off. Oh my, this lace bra is even better. This black dress, gorgeous as well. Quite tight, and the length is really revealing, but again, Mom has great legs. She should be showing them off more often. And these thigh-high stockings would be a perfect companion piece with that dress. Huh. Didn't know Mom can be all sexy and classy like that. Usually see her in less glamorous outfits. What? Dad, what do you mean? What am I actually doing? Told you. Nothing special. Just going through Mom's stuff. Well, to tell you the truth, I kind of heard you two arguing this morning. That is why she isn't home right now, right? You two were bickering these past few days, and I know things aren't really great between you two. Frankly, I'm a bit worried about the situation, Dad. I don't want it to escalate into something that could be more, how should I say, serious. That is why I decided to try to alleviate the tension. You know I always take your side, Dad. Since I was but a child, I always was your precious little girl. Yeah, I know. Mom is caring and loving and all, but I always was partial to you. That is why, well, that is why I want to do something to help you out. I know you're stressed out, Dad. I know you hate Mom's guts at this moment. That could last a bit, or it could fizzle out by the morning. Nevertheless, I want to do something for you. What? Why am I undressing? Oh, just want to make myself more comfortable. Maybe try some of Mom's things on? Let me just take off this shirt of mine. Everyone says I really look like her. Younger version of her. My boobs aren't as big as hers yet, and I've got a bit of a different shade of hair, but for all intents and purposes, I really am her spitting image. Hold this for me, please. What I thought, Dad, was to act as a proxy. I would like you to vent your anger, relieve your frustrations, take out all negative stuff you got brewing inside yourself on me. No, Dad, I'm quite serious. I want to help. This would be a great psychological treatment, you know? Just focus your pent-up emotions, your rage and energy, and lash it out on me. That is the real reason why I'm going through Mom's drawer, and the reason I want to wear this. There. Huh, the bra fits me nicely after all. And there I was, thinking it was too big. Silly me. Must be my boobs have grown in the last couple of months. They do seem much bigger. Now, these thigh-high stockings. Oh, you like what you're seeing, Dad. I can tell. I see that bulge in your pants. My slender legs look really good with this dark shade of nylon. And lastly, the dress. Help me put it on, Dad. Oh, there we go. Thank you, Daddy. Let me take a look in the mirror. Well, if I were to see me like this, I would say I really look like Mom. What do you say, Dad? Do I look like Mother now? All right now. I want you to act like I'm her dad. No arguing, please. This is for your own good. Tell me, what would you love Mommy Dearest to do if she was here right now? To get the hell out of the room? Yes, well, you see, that's what I'm talking about, Dad. You need to deal with this head on. You need to get revenge for all her nagging and arguing with her. Can I, suggest something? I bet if Mom was here, you would want to show her who's the boss of the house, right? To show her you're the man in this relationship, and that you will not take her bullshit any longer. What I'm trying to say, Dad, is that you should submit her to your own will and let her know her place. Like this. I'm down on my knees now, Dad. Hope I won't tear her stockings, but even if I do, she deserves it. Now, back to you. Come here, Dad. Yes, here. Closer. There. Now, in order to shut Mom up, you'll need to deal with that blabbering mouth of hers, right? Yeah, you know what I'm alluding to. And I can see your little friend already knows of a way to shut Mommy up. Well, let's see what he has to say. Oh my! Dad, you're hard already. Perfect. I could tell you like watching me undress. That's a nice solid cock right there. Fuck, it's so long and smooth. Oh! Sorry, Daddy. My mouth does be watering right now. Let's not lose our track here. We need to continue this therapy session of ours. Now, I'm Mommy and I'm down on my knees, and you have your big dick out. What should we do now? How should you shut Mom's dirty little mouth, Dad? Oh, yeah, Daddy. You catch on real quick. Yeah, that's what you silence a nasty, quarrelsome slut. You take that big cock and shove it in her mouth. Oh, yeah, sure, you won't take your shit, Daddy. Yeah, God, Daddy, your cock is so huge. Perfect for this task. Perfect for teaching a lesson to a little fucking whore. Oh, yeah, you should have no problem shutting Mom up, stuffing this whole cock into her mouth so she can't talk. Yeah, all the way down. And don't let that slut have a say. Take your fat cock and make her suck it hard. Shut her up good. Oh, Shut up, good daddy. Come on, don't let her utter a single fucking word. Wait, let me spit on that fat cock of yours. Oh, my mouth is so messy. I still can't believe how fucking hard your cock is, Daddy. Oh, take that belt, Dad. Yeah, your belt. Strap it around Mom's head, and don't let her pull back from your crotch. Choke her on your fucking thick cock and... That's right. You're already feeling better, aren't you? Good. Good. Now, how would you next show Mommy how angry you are? I need to be taught a lesson. But how? I know how. You need to fuck her brains out, Dad. Yes, Daddy. You're gonna fuck her. Bend her over the table there. And bend her over and fuck her any way you please. She's yours. Fuck her until she screams, Dad. Yeah, that's right. Oh, push my back down all the way. I guess I do look like her, Dad, don't I? From this angle? I bet you can't tell the difference. Use that, Dad. Use me. Like you would use her. I'm her now, Dad. Unleash your inner frustrations on me with your fat, wet dick. Yeah, that's right, Daddy. Pull that dress up over my butt. Yeah, I bet my ass looks like hers. Younger, of course, but that only means I'm more durable. I can take more of your rage. Oh, my round ass, ready for you to slam me? Yeah, pull those panties, Dad. God, oh, I'm so fucking wet, Danny. Come on, shove that cock inside my naughty, moist, aching pussy. You just want to mount me and make me your own little fuck toy, don't you? Oh, show me how you won't take my fucking words into consideration. Show me, Dad. Come on. Oh, oh. Yeah, push it in, Dad. Oh, God. Oh, I don't know if I can take it all. Oh, spank my ass, Dad. Come on. She deserves it. Yeah. Make my slutty ass red, Daddy. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, stretch that tight, pussy daddy. Yeah. Oh, God, use your cock. Show me how fucking wrong I was to mess with you. Pound my cunt, Daddy. Fuck me like you hate her. Oh, you definitely hate her. Fuck. Harder. Dad, come on. Pound that slutty pussy. Oh, God. Oh, now come, Daddy. Come. Was some good therapy. Hey, you sure showed Mommy, Daddy. Oh, look at all that cum. I'd better clean it up before I leave the room. So, How are you feeling, Dad? Better? Good. You, feel your levels of stress have dropped down? Good. That was my intention. Alright. So let me just change back into my clothes and, can I just offer a tiny bit of advice? I know it's a bit contrary to the purpose of all we did right now, but don't rush with trying to sort things out with Mom, Daddy. I kinda like it when you two are arguing.